This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand or demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show.
Now, can you get that, sucker?
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
Good
afternoon.
Morning.
Good evening. Good night. Good whatever.
Good day.
Welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand. Oh, yeah. How are y'all doing, Motai and Mani?
Motai and Mani are doing great.
Yes. Thank you for answering for me. But yes, that is my answer. I'm doing wonderful.
Doing wonderful. It's a great day. Another week, another day, another dollar, another night to make a ho holler.
That's your job, not mine.
Hey, I got that from
is
a 3-6 Mafia song.
Yeah. There you go.
3-6 Mafia song, all right. Back in the day.
Another day to make history.
Another day to make history. I like it. Welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. It is a fake
Monday
morning.
Morning.
There you go, Motai.
Yeah.
You could be listening to this on Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday afternoon.
Your
Let's skip around the days.
I don't want to go in order.
Who does
Sunday, Wednesday.
Sunday, Monday, Saturday.
Tuesday.
Sunday, Monday, Saturday. But it is. That's why it's on demand. And if you want to hear extras, classic moments, and other stuff from the three of us, you can go check out the BG Show Presents Fake Monday Mornings, which was our classics and extras podcast. Renamed, rebranded, brand new. We actually have some stuff up there where the three of us tell our wildlife stories. I ran into a skunk one day. It was crazy. Y'all remember.
Yo. And Brad got on me for being late.
Yes.
The hyena thing, I think they were hyenas. I looked up some videos. I was like, yeah.
They were doing the little hyena laugh?
Huh?
They were doing the little hyena laugh?
Well, remember that thing I told you about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think they were hyenas. But why?
I don't know, man. But if y'all want to know what Motai is talking about, if you're interested in the hyena story, go to iTunes, type in Brad Gilmore or Brad Gilmore Show. It'll come right up. BG Show presents Fake Monday Mornings.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Right now.
It's been good, though. Monty, how's your week been?
My week is so wonderful. It's like completely opposite from last week, actually.
That's good.
And today, well, not today, because today's Fake Monday.
Last week.
Last week.
Mm-hmm.
I was at work, and my coworker and I were going through my Instagram, and we ran into a picture of me and Brad Gilmore.
Oh, yes.
And
those are my favorite pictures of Brad
and then
Gilmore.
She says, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe you have a white boyfriend. And I was like, okay, nah, that's my coworker. We can't get him in trouble.
Yeah, no.
You know.
No, definitely not.
Really
but you're into
funny.
White dudes.
I am. I don't discriminate at all.
She likes all colors.
I like all kinds.
All kinds.
All kinds.
All kinds. Colors.
I think in this day and age, I think most people are open to all types.
Yeah, and I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think there's
Even
more
I know
interracial.
A lot of women who have never dated a white guy, and some of them are like, oh, my God, I think I'm starting to really like white men. I'm like, girl, where you been?
Mine said, that's all I did up in the East Coast.
West Coast.
My bad.
Damn.
West Coast.
Let's not get it twisted, you know what I'm saying? This is Team Pac over here. We not Biggie.
But, hey, I had a great week, too, man. The first airing of High Octane, Reality Wrestling's new show, debuted Saturday on The Cube. Will be tomorrow, I believe, on the Soul of the South Network. Me and
nice.
Booker T have, like, our new, like, little talk show that we do, Reality Check, which launched today when we're recording this, but this fake Monday morning. So last Thursday, we had Kelly Kevin on there. So, man, things were going good for me last week, man. I had and Debonair Lounge is always doing great.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I actually was interviewed. Check this out. I was on a show. I was interviewed on a show.
Yes, forgot about it.
And I talked about both of y'all very, very, very nicely. I put y'all over.
Is it recorded? Or is
it is
live?
Recorded.
Okay.
You know what? It'll be on the Fake Monday Mornings channel. So if y'all want to check out
the
full Loso Show interview, shout out to the guys over at Houston Trend. Shout out Corey Terry, Miss Nikki, and Loso. In case you ain't know so. That's what he does.
Hey,
in
that's
case
pretty
you
fly.
It's nice. It's real smooth.
I need a little rhyming thing going on.
Not
yeah.
Anybody.
Or like a nickname.
Naughty Money.
No.
You guys know what we're talking about.
When y'all listen to the... Oh, yeah. We have Go MC BZ on the show today. MC BZ came by to stop with through an interview. And we coined Imani a new name. Naughty Money.
No one's allowed to call me that, by the way. So...
That means everybody. Please refer to her only... Yes. Hashtag.
We're gonna hashtag it. We're gonna hack into your accounts and change your name.
Naughty Money. Oh, it's great. Y'all learn how that came about when y'all listen to the MC BZ episode. But Motai, man, what's
thanks
been going?
BZ. Thanks. Thanks a lot for my name.
What's been going on in your life, man?
My life has been going good. It's getting better.
It's getting better.
And better and better.
Okay,
that's always
steady
wonderful.
Climb, right?
Yeah.
Okay, hey, I want to talk to you about one thing before we throw it into Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix. So I was thinking today, have y'all ever been like a part of like a group or association or some kind of team or something where y'all worked on a project together, and then like your boss is like, you know, giving a speech in front of everybody, and it's like, you know, I want to thank everybody, you know, individually for helping out on this project, and then they say, you know who you are. Right?
Oh.
That's such a cop-out. Yes, I know who I am.
Oh. But say
I
my
want
name.
Everybody to know who I am.
But you're talking about this whole team, right?
Yeah. But I want, if he's going to shout out people individually, and he's going to say, you know who you are. Yeah, I know. I worked
See,
on
hey,
it.
Hey, that's what starts gossip and drama.
How so?
Because then people start talking. Oh, he was talking about me. No, he wasn't talking about you. You ain't
well,
shit.
Then they shouldn't do it, Motai.
Then they, should say,
they shouldn't do it.
Look, I know who I am. I want everyone else to know all the work.
You know what?
I did.
It's a scapegoat, Brad. I mean, have you ever been on this in the spotlight and forgot someone's name, and then they purposely get mad at you because you forgot their name?
You know what I say? I say, hey, I'm a busy guy. All right, your name energy didn't transmit
well, hey,
through my booth font. And I couldn't answer it.
There's your answer to your own question.
But if I'm up, if I'm reading from a paper, all right, and you know who you are.
Maybe he wrote, and who you know who you are.
Maybe he didn't feel like thinking about everybody's name.
Fuck y'all's names. But, hey, that being said, I'm just saying, if you're going to say someone's names and you're going to say you know who you are, don't do it.
Just say the individual names.
And lastly, me and Monty got to the studio today at the same time. Oh, she was here earlier. But we got out of the cars at the same time, all right?
Yep.
She was snacking on some waffle bus, you know.
Yum, yum. Living the life.
And we get a text. We're in a group text with each other, like the three of us. So we get a text from Motai saying he's parking. Me and Monty turn to each other and be like, no, you're not.
He didn't know we were in the parking lot.
We're sitting in the parking lot. I'm like, no, you're not, dude. But then, you know, I can hear Motai coming. His truck, I can hear it coming. You know what I mean? And because he's got the diesel engine, it's like,
Cummins.
Right? Huh?
It's called a Cummins. You heard it coming.
I heard the coming, man. Pause. And anyway, Motai whips into the parking lot like a little bamf.
He almost hit the homeless guy.
He almost knocked the homeless man down.
Nah, dude.
He steps on his ignition or whatever, makes his black diesel smoke pop out of the back.
And the poor homeless guy almost died from it.
I was like maybe 5 yards past
BS.
No way.
And then Motai passes, and like there's a whole bunch of open parking places. Motai intentionally passes up all of them so he can pull and back into a spot.
Nah.
And he was driving fast the whole time in a little parking lot. You thought you were a little badass.
No,
hey,
he was thinking the whole time, like, bitch, swerve.
No, I was actually going to park next to that spot that said not no parking here, but the door was open.
Sounds good.
And I was like, you know what? I always back up, all right?
Let you tell
whenever
it.
I park.
Yeah, because you're fly guy. Bitch, swerve. That's what you were thinking.
Motai thought he's a little badass. Well, a little badass, Motai. Can you please play? What's up? You got something?
I got something.
What's up?
Make sure to follow us.
Oh, there you go.
We haven't been plugging.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. So good
follow
good
me
call.
At DJ Motai.
DJ Motai.
Instagram, Twitter. I'm not sure what other social media I have.
Facebook?
Facebook. You can search me on Facebook, too. And then we have Ashley Imani.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter.
Twitter is _ Ashley Imani. And on Instagram, it's Ashley Imani.
Ah. So I'm reading off Instagram right now. And then Brad Gilmore, he doesn't matter. So let's get into the mix.
Mine's at Brad Gilmore. And if you want to follow the show, you can follow it at Brad Gilmore Show on Twitter and
good one,
on Instagram.
Yeah.
All right, Bowtie. I see you, dog. I see you.
Light
see
on
you
know your what? Feet. Light on your feet, my man. All
right, Naughty Monty, little badass Motai. Let's see our DJ Motai's Monday morning music mix right. on the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
Dig it.
Man.
Bottles on the way, the sparklers in the air. We stayed in on couches and chairs, I don't really care. Me and my clique, we the loudest in the club. Come haters, we need money, them hoes showing love. Them hoes showing love, that's a killing. Them hoes showing love, I'm swagged up and killing. Them hoes showing love, trail niggas in the building. We hit them sparklers to the ceiling. That ass and spray got me feeling some type of way. That's a killing. Them hoes showing love. I'm swagged up and killing. Them hoes showing love. Two niggas in the building. We hit them sparkles to the ceiling. That ass and spray got me feeling some type of way. Wait a minute. I be out in the building, swagged up and killing. All my money, large cash in the ceiling. Ace of spades got me feeling some type of way. Swipe, nigga, cause that's where I stay. And if you see me in the club, motherfucker, I'm getting paid. Yeah, young CEO, no CONVO, AMCYNTO, my nigga. Them bottles on the way, them sparklers in the air. We standing on couches and chairs, I don't really care. Me and my clique, we loudest in the club. Them haters lean money, them hoes showing love. Them hoes showing love, that's a given. Them hoes showing love, I'm swagged up and killing. Them hoes showing love, two niggas in the building. We lit them sparks to the ceiling. That ass and spray got me feeling some type of. Them hoes showing love, that's a given. Them hoes showing love, I'm swagged up and killing. Them hoes showing love, two niggas in the building. We lit them sparks to the ceiling. That ass and spray got me feeling some type of way.
You see BZ Luciano. Trap out the bundle. I ain't never tripping, pimping, keep that shit on handle. Brandon Blanco on the beat, I smell like fast gamble. Pull up in that Lambo, closing off a Zani. She ain't got a punish, man, that pussy pure design. Section full of bitches, it's strippers, bad and tipsy. Shaking ass and titties, all my niggas swagging trippy. Steezy spiffy. MCBZ, I'ma hold it down for my city. Nobody fucking with me. I got the loud pack, I'm feeling like the damn club. The wages running back, I'm feeling like the damn club.
I was in Houston for the night, now I'm back.
Baby, I'm on one, but your destination is next. Now I'm coming down on that freeway, that UGK on my dick. Got that take it off on replay, like Pimp C said. Now she texting me that she need a package, she ain't had it good in so long. And I'm like, damn, shawty, I'm speeding fast when I get to you, girl, it's on. And when I make it there, I just wanna see that ass, no boy shorts and no thongs. She got that ocean hair, but nigga sinking quick. Rock the boat on my lead, shit, I hit the block and showed up to piece the wheel. I see some rockets pulled up and Keisha lit. I know your neighbors probably never heard of me, but they gon' know my name when you screaming it. Cause I'm going in, go join in. At the same time, I'm showing now. I got a leg shaking, I'm rolling around. Cause I'm a head crazy, no one
tell that she had shit when she smiled. Shout it a little dramatic, but it compliment her style. Late nights, we get romantic. Need a babysitter for the child. If I whip out, she like, ooh, child. I'ma hit that pussy all night, wake up another two rounds. Living room got like eight bitches, we done not another two down.
Two!
Yeah, yeah. I was in Houston for a minute, now I'm back in town. I was in Houston for a minute, now I'm back in town.
Let me show me, baby.
She ain't worried about no nigga. Got her own bread, got her own business. Laced up in Isabel Marantz, all the niggas thinking she gold digging. Truth be told, she got more than you, so what the hell you think she need with y'all figures? Ain't none better, so I drop whatever I'm doing down when she calls. Really ain't none better, it go down whatever from the bedroom to the wall. It's the ones who bear with hustle, never ask for nothing that a nigga wanna give up. Every time I hit it, man, I need some more, I notice. Can't resist it when the dope is potent. Shot it ride the stick just like a roller coaster, like the drive quick and at a slow motion. I be hearing it like I got sin this life, I'm going dumb, I'm so focus, it's a trail nigga, all she want is a trail nigga. Most you lame, she ain't deal with it. I'm not
she had fancy when she smiled. Shawty a little dramatic, but it compliment her style. Late nights we get romantic, need a babysitter for the child. If I whip out, she like, ooh, child. I'ma hit that push out, might wake up another two rounds. Living room got like eight bitches, we done got another two down. Yeah, yeah. I was in Houston for a minute, now I'm back in town. I was in Houston for a minute, now I'm back in town. I got this little crime James on the beach.
Jeezy and Ray P, I say. Swagged up, I be killing. 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 I'm like, damn, I'm chilling. These hate niggas be grilling. I think they got a feeling. I'm swagged up, I be killing. 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 Hold up, wait a second. Bitches busy out the west, and I say, swagged up, I be killing. Cast that to the ceiling. South that swagged out, I be hitting that hoe fast. Out on the track, I rip that hoe. Tip that lean, I flip that joke. If he dance like a stripper, I tip that hoe. I say bitches BZ and Ray P. Yeah. That's Cali swag and A-Lee. Yeah, that my nigga up with my West hand. Blunt lit, thinking about my next plan. Yeah, every bitch we meet is down to fuck the clip. So I just fuck my main and let these boppers suck my dick. Damn. I ain't a thug, I'm a star. These niggas smile on my face, and they mean but from afar. And I'm like, damn,
I'm chillin', but these niggas over here grillin'. I think they got a feeling that I'm swagged up, I be killin'. Swagged up, I be killin'. Say swagged up, I be killin'. Say I'm swagged up, I be killin'. So swagged up, I be killin'. And I'm like, damn, I'm chillin', but these niggas, they over here grillin'. I think they got a feeling that I'm swagged up, I be killin'. Swagged up, I be killin'. Say swagged up, I be killin'. Swagged up, I be killing. Say swagged up, I be killing. I'm about to hit the club. Swagged up, I be killing. Ray P, also known as Bitch, I'm Montel Williams. Say you got an O with aloe. Blow a O in half a day. Hit the CD, Olay. Bullshit, I don't play. T-Cash, I just made 100,000 in that back, nigga. Five star, that detox. Team toss, get your back, nigga. Hit the bitch from the back, nigga. Yeah, I'm so fucking crazy. Never lazy. Food gazing, y'all hazy. I'm blazing off the shit, off the street, then I'm off the block. I get it back, give it all you got. Yeah, I got that long drop, that long dick and that daddy stroke. Hit it down like I'm a party boy, then I just get retarded, boy. Swagged up, I'm gnarly, boy.
I'm like, damn, I'm chilling. These hate niggas be grilling. I think they got a feeling. I'm swagged up, I be killing. 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 Swagged up, I be killing.
Zilla, nigga. Zilla.
But your bitch love it, bitch love it. Oh, but your bitch love it, bitch love it. But your bitch love it, bitch love it, love it. Oh, but your bitch love it. But your bitch love it, he ain't really, really getting that down. Oh, but your bitch love it, fool always thinking he gone. Oh, but your bitch love it, what you niggas really hate me for? Oh, cause your bitch love it, if you a bad bra. You could come and rock with Stockzilla. Oldest fam, H-Town, them my niggas. If Bun B ain't say it, then you not Triller. Cut the dude in the coupe, got a flat top too. Turn your boo bug to a bugaboo. They know us, they gotta ask about you. They know us, they gotta ask about you. You don't have to like, long as your bitch love it. Switch the gold for the cold, got sick of it. They hate the rollie, but I swear that my wrists love it. When I stack mo chains, I'ma need six of them. Boys hug on their gut, cause they sick of them. We just pull up, stud, make a bitch of them. Might even snatch one of them chickums. She a little thick some. When you shine, this is what you get some. Get some, look fly in that. If me no likey, then we fly you back. If she gon' pay attention, then you might have to buy your back. You dry hate, and I don't want no parts in that. You see, this bitch, this vintage is an artifact. I ain't stunning much, play a part in that. But if you ask me why I'm buying that, you should know my reply to that. It's cause your bitch love it, he ain't really got no flaws. Oh,
bet your bitch love it. He ain't really, really getting that down. Oh, bet your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone. Oh, bet your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for? Oh, cause your bitch love it. He ain't really got no flow. Oh, bet your bitch love it. He ain't really, really getting that down. Oh, bet your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone. Bet your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for?
Oh, hey,
bet your bitch love it.
Man, Weinstein, man, I think you broke. But your bitch love it. That bitch love it. Always on swole. Hey, and your bitch love it. It's a young nigga they call Ray P. Your bitch love my whole family. I'm on the cloud cause I'm smoking loud. And you can probably come get a pee. I don't give a damn about your whole life. My nigga Stockzilla got the hoes in Kate. And Ray P got a couple Cali girls. We gon' get them hot and fucking crazy. Broke ass niggas at home lazy. My diamonds stay dancing like Patrick Swayze. Your bitch love it, your girl love it. She give me brains so I know she crazy. I slide off in that pussy like coins in a parking meter. Yeah, your girl hungry for the D. So you know a nigga had to feed. She told her baby daddy about me. Now that nigga asking for a feature. Cause these niggas like hoes when you coming up.
Bet your bitch love it. He ain't really, really getting that down. Oh, bet your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone. Oh, bet your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for? Oh, cause your bitch love it. He ain't really got no flow. Oh, bet your bitch love it. He ain't really, really getting that down. Oh, bet your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone. Oh, bet your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for? Oh, cause your bitch love it.
If you haven't been to a live Reality of Wrestling event, your next opportunity is coming up fast. Be at the Clear Lake Sports and Recreation Complex at 16511 Diana Lane in Houston on Saturday, April 19th to see the flagship of professional wrestling. Go to realityofwrestling.com to purchase your advance tickets and get a chance to meet special guest Scott Steiner. It all happens Saturday, April 19th at the Clear Lake Sports and Recreation Complex at 16511 Diana Lane in Houston. For more information, go to realityofwrestling.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand.
On demand. Yeah. Dig it. And we're here. We got a new episode. Something new for you, all right? A few weeks ago, we actually had this guy's buddy on, and we decided we were here at the Debonair Showcase a couple Mondays ago.
Yes.
We ran into each other, and we were like, we got to get him on the show. It yep. had to happen. Monty, you set it up.
Yes.
And then I set it up, too. We it sets up. You know what I'm talking about? Motai, you had nothing to do with anything.
Had nothing to do with it.
He was DJing. Give him a break.
He
Give
was
him
doing
a
his
break.
Job. He was doing his job. But right now, I want to welcome MC Beezy, man. How you doing, man?
I'm in the building. I'm in the building. How y'all doing?
Good. Man. Good to see you.
Good seeing y'all.
Yes.
Good seeing y'all.
Now, you're tired, you said.
Yeah.
What'd you do last night?
Went to the studio.
Went to the studio?
I went to the club first.
Club? Well, you got to go to the club first.
Which club?
I went to, we slid by First and Gold. We went to, where we went?
What club
you forgot what club you went to?
Oh, Uptown. We went by Uptown. And Ray P was in there hollering. And then
he does holler. That's his style, though.
That's what he do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a hollerer.
And then we went to the studio.
And went to the studio. What studio do you record at? Or you just kind of like go wherever the go
Man,
with the flow?
I hop around. I was in the studio with Short Dog last night, though, but I'd be hopping around.
Okay. Y'all working on some stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you go ahead. Go ahead, Monty. You're about to say something.
Well, I just know that generally, you have like a main studio that you're in.
Yeah, I record with Bruce Bang at iMix.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, hey, we're gonna like I said, we had Ray P on the show a few weeks ago.
Was he hollering?
He was. Well, actually, no,
he was really chill.
Chill.
He was calm.
He was high.
You can say that.
He was high.
You think he was?
And if the people don't know, Ray P and MC Beezy did Swagged Up I Be Killing together.
Swagged Up, I Be Killing.
Okay, we talked, actually that day, Ray was like, man, you got to get Beezy on the show. And we're like, yeah, we will. And we had all intentions to, but it's one of those things where if it happens, it happens. You know, if we run into him, I don't want to just cold hit him on Twitter.
Yeah.
Be like, what's up, man?
Yeah. Right.
What's up, bro?
Let it flow.
DM me. Yeah. You know, it's just a little weird. You know,
did you know Brad before?
I've heard of him. I never really met him.
Yeah, we never met. We never met till that Monday.
Yeah, Brad's pretty famous.
Okay, yeah. I just didn't want you to be like, who's this random white guy?
Come on, man.
There's no random white guys in age.
You know which ones are which. Right? It's me. We're a very small community.
Right? We?
It's like me, Sean from Soul Purpose, and that's about it. Those are the two you got. But yeah. The Score More guys. But anyway, man, we ran into each other. So tell me, let's start off with this. Tell me about your story of Swagged Up, I Be Killing. Just let's start off hot. How'd that song come about?
I heard it like Ray P got a tape. He had a mixtape out, and I listened to it. You know, it's my buddy. We were still at that time MC.
So Ray P had a mixtape out,
right? And as I listened to it, it was just one line that stuck with me the most, and it was Swagged Up, I Be Killing. And then I just kept telling him, man, yo, you need to make a song out of that. We need to make a song out of that. We need to make a song out of that. And eventually we did it. Like, after a Go DJ meeting, we were all there, and then we just had fun. Like this?
Yeah, that's good.
Like that there. And we just, we had a Go DJ meeting, and we actually got turned up. We took shots there, and then we just all went back to, I know Allo?
Yeah.
DJ Allo? Yeah, we went to Allo House, and June actually made the beat on the spot. And when I heard it, I was like, yeah, that's the one.
You that's the one to do the swag up of be killing thing.
Right.
That was convenient.
And he was like, but how? And I was just like, I don't know. I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? It really wasn't that really thought out. It was something easy, but that normally would work. So
yeah, so it was like an organic type thing. It wasn't like
it was very natural.
It wasn't like here's the thing, like sometimes it's hard to like work with another artist, especially like if they like send you stuff like through email.
Right.
Y'all aren't like in the studio together.
Right.
You can't really vibe off
that. Chemistry.
Yeah, you gotta like know the person too, right?
Right.
Do you do records with people that you've never met before?
Nah.
Have you ever?
Nah.
No. Because he takes his art seriously.
Right.
You wanna know the person, you wanna know what they're about. And a lot of it probably doesn't matter if it's a name guy or not for you. It's just do I get along with this guy?
Right.
Does he make good shit? Right.
Right.
See that's what I like. That's how you are too, Money. Right.
That is how I am. I don't really like the idea of working from afar. I really like to feel the person out, you know, and build together, so that way everything is delivered properly.
You guys make a good song too.
Right. And then when you perform as well, it'll be great chemistry on stage, right? So
that's when it gets tricky too.
Yeah.
You gotta be able to call them out and hey, let's shoot the video. Or hey, yeah, we got a show.
Schedules clash.
Right, you know what I'm saying? So it gotta be somebody you kinda got that chemistry with where it's like, yo, hit me up if we got a show. We got
exactly, exactly.
Yeah, that's what you want. So
yep.
Yeah.
When Swagged Up, I Be Killing though got on the radio, right, and they started spinning it. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, were you like, did you ever get to hear it like when it was getting played on the radio? Were you like in your car and you turned up?
Barely. But I couldn't really miss it because the tweets would just start ramming in and the calls would. So you always know when I'm like, oh, they must.
Where
be
were you when it first home. When it first happened?
Home.
You were at home. Yeah. Were you geeked?
Very. I was ecstatic. It was just
that's what's
the calls I was just hearing. I just kept getting my phone was blowing up, and we had a rumor that they were going to start playing it, so we kind of knew it was coming. But when it happened, it was just like whoa.
Yeah. Right. And then you have this new song, Showing Love. I saw the video.
Right.
Pretty fun to record.
Right.
Where was that at? Look, where were you actually at a club emceeing that night, and then like had footage of it? Or
what I did was I had my video guy come out with me my birthday weekend, which is in February. And I just wanted it to look natural, so I didn't tell anybody I was shooting a video.
Right.
I just told him capture like as much natural turn up as you can.
Right. And I saw he got the confetti, he got
man,
all
everything.
The
we did a whole weekend. We was at the Gatsby Friday. We went to Empire Saturday. And then Limelight on Sunday, and he captured all of that.
Nice. You know, just and then he got the sparklets. I heard you say something about it in the song as well.
Right,
and then
right.
Captured it, so it was perfect. It worked out good.
That's
what's
up. Did a good job.
Video was dope. You mentioned Limelight. Now, I haven't been to Limelight yet, but it's like right up the street from here. It's not too far. It didn't used to be Riches. Is that what it was?
Right.
How is Limelight? Everyone's telling me to go. I got to go check it out. Is it tight?
Yeah.
It depends on the night you go, too, as well.
Brad fits anywhere.
Nah.
Oh, no, Brad doesn't fit anywhere, which is perfect. but
exactly.
But yeah, it's just like one of them ultimate experiences. Like for Houston, it's kind of one of the best club experiences. Like beyond just, I mean, sound quality, lights, the light show, the confetti. Just we don't have that every club. So.
And isn't it big? I've never been there either.
Yeah, and the stage
it's like
is
two floors, right?
Yeah, it's two floors, and even upstairs is huge and has a lot of little you know, little rooms and stuff in it. But the stage is just very large, and they got the big projector screen, and it's just kind of like...
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So,
and so they play, like, videos up there while...
Visuals, they put my drop up there, Mr. Rogers dropped the promoters.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
And then the light guy, he's dope, so he's into it. He's
right.
into it, yeah.
That's
so.
What's up.
So take it back for me. Like, when did you start, like, getting out there on the scene? Like, obviously you always had, like, a love for probably, like, entertaining
right.
people and right. emceeing, right? What made you want to start emceeing these parties? Like, how did it come about?
I never planned on being an MC at all, actually.
Yeah.
But I was rapping, and then we had a show at Club Heat, mm-hmm. Old club downtown.
Oh, and, I remember it.
Yeah, and we did a show. And then so after we did the show, I just kept the mic, and I was like, yo, go to the bar. Get something to drink. I was turnt. Go to the bar. Get something to drink right now. You know what I'm saying? We in here. Turnt Club Heat. We in here. And then the promoter, he was like, who is that on the mic? His voice sounds so good. And I was just like, he's like, I need you here every week. And so that's just kind of how it started.
Wow, cool, that's what's man. Up. Do you know that I emceed on Monday at Debonair Lounge?
I was on the mic emceeing
for the party. And I think I did a pretty good job.
Did you do more of a Brad or like a Ray P type of show?
Were you hollering?
Were you there? Why are you asking? You were there. You could probably explain more than I could. What would you say about Ty? What was I doing?
A little bit of both.
Yeah,
a little bit of both. Because you're just singing with the song.
Yeah, because I'm not really good at screaming and stuff. Like, I'd feel retarded doing that. So I think I was just kind of like, you know, shake your ass type of thing.
Oh, well, hey, look at money.
Nah, I definitely didn't say it like that. I was just in the mode, and I was turnt too, by the way. So
she was a little drunk. She was trying to take my job, though. I mean, but you can't.
Hey,
you
walked out. You were
no.
in
I was getting air.
Actually, before the night.
Air. Y'all was.
It was hot.
It was pretty radical last night.
No, actually, packed. Before I even got in there, Brad's like, Monty, go inside and be my other half. So eventually, I became your other
I
half.
I said, Monty, look out for me. All right.
You planted the seed.
And be my other half.
I know. Yep. No.
Yep. Yes, he did.
Look,
yes,
here's the thing.
Yes, he did.
Our crowds on Monday nights are pretty much like it's a similar crowd who comes in every Monday, so I recognize them all. We're all cool.
Right.
I know them all, right?
Right?
As a joke to Monty, I didn't know any of the people in there. I'm like, yo, Monty, watch out for me tonight, all right? Like, I don't know what's going to go down.
Yeah, it was a joke, but then it became real deal for me. I was like, okay, let me get the mic,
she
and
got
I'm going to...
She became
real deal, Holyfield. Real
deal for me.
She took that and just
But you know what? He was excited, because I look up, and I see Brad at the back of the room, like, yeah, Monty, yeah! Like,
yeah! I'm getting paid, not doing shit. Yeah! Turn
wow,
up!
Wow, you owe Monty some money now.
Right. Why he want to rub
it in?
Just
thought the support was there.
It's all right.
It was like you
My
were
presence is worth the money.
You were holding me down.
I was holding you
okay,
all
so
the way
you,
down.
You did that at Club Heat, and then the guy was like, I like your voice. So was he like, I want you back every whatever day? Or how did it happen?
Saturdays, yeah.
So he was like, I want
every
you
Saturday?
Every Saturday.
Yeah.
I want you to turn these people up.
Right.
And then Club Heat turned. I mean, did you like doing it? Was something you like to do? Because I know you're a performer.
It kind of like, it grew right into me real fast. Like, I don't know, it was instant.
And then you ended up with Aloe, because now you MC with Aloe, right?
Yeah.
Wherever Aloe he DJs. Too. And how did that happen?
I met Aloe through a cat named Fails. He's another artist.
Okay.
And we used to just rap together. And then Aloe was in engineering school like his first week. He didn't even know how to engineer nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, but
how long
we worked
was this?
On it.
Two thousand nine.
Wow.
2009, probably.
You've known him a long time.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Well, yeah, not really.
Well, depending on that's
years.
A long time.
It's a long
Five
time.
Years?
I mean, I wouldn't have just guessed that you've known him that long. I didn't think so.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, but continue. My bad.
Oh yeah, but he didn't really know much, but we learned along the way. Like I was new to rapping too, so you know we was just practicing,
okay.
And we just started getting really good at it. You know, taking it serious. So
nice. That's what's up.
Okay, let me ask you this though. So you're a performer first, right? You're rapping and playing shows, all
right?
Because I'm in a band, me and DJ Motai 2011. We're performers, right? So that's how I started too,
mm-hmm.
performing on the stage for a crowd. And then I got shifted into also being the MC just like you.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's the thing though, being an MC and being a performer, kind of different. You know what I mean? You gotta you gotta change it up a little bit.
Right.
What was that process like for you trying to figure that out?
I would just go everywhere and just try to take notes. I would just try to get more control of the crowd rather than just trying to be cool. you know, trying to interact more and, like, you know, just us feeling like we all on the same level and we turn, like, we turn. We in this thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, just going around, like, taking those, understanding how to really capture that, like, control, like, you know what I'm saying? What it's like, yo, they fucking with you. Like, if you come to the club now, niggas be like, yo, you niggas really fucking with you. Like, they really, they into you. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, just learning that part of it.
So, I have a question, though. Is it, you know how with performing, because I'm a performer as well, you know, you kind of got to know your audience. You got to know where you're going, what the setting is like. So with emceeing, it's pretty much the same for you. You have to adjust to your different audiences, or you pretty much do the same type of crowds.
Yeah, you can never do the same thing everywhere.
Yeah.
Never.
Right. Okay.
You have to really try to feel it. That's the thing about, like, trying to learn how to capture that, because you got to know who went there. You know, sometimes you throw a little bait just to see what happens, but, like, No way. Like, right. my Saturday night sound totally different from my Friday night.
Right. Okay. So you do adjust to your to your crowd.
You got to, Money.
I'm just making sure, because I didn't know if you did the same type of.
Then you do, like, we got 18 and up clubs we did. Then we did 21 and up, 23 and up.
Because you only see you here and there. So I don't know what all you do. So basically, I was just trying to see if he had different, you know, audiences, crowds. Parties.
Now you have to adapt, you know, no matter what. But you do probably keep, like, your go-to tricks, though, right? Like, your go-to things. Because when I'm up and I'm doing, like, my intros anywhere, I have my go-to jokes.
Oh, yeah, you got some universal, you know, universal stuff. You know, but the high school kids don't want to hear the same thing that the 23 and up people want to hear.
Right.
You know?
Okay, I've never understood that. Why is there, like, I can understand 18 and up, and I can understand 21 and up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But really, 18 and up should really be, like, 18 to 20, because, like, 21 and up doesn't want to go to 18 and up.
Doesn't want
to
be
up, right? But my thing was, what is the 23 and up thing about?
There's also 25
and up. And I've seen 25 and up.
Oh, yeah, they have 25 and up.
Why? I mean, what is this about? I don't understand.
I mean, you try anyway, form and fashion, to eliminate some stuff.
Well, I think...
Oh, like,
I think it's
ratchetness?
Definitely.
Young ratchet.
That and, you know...
Young ignorant.
Mature.
Right. And, that's what I was going to say.
Like, I guess this is the social crowd. Like, say you work at a hospital, you know, and you got money, and then you got other people that got money that 25 and up, you know. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, like, you know, like.
I don't see how the hospital plays into it.
But you know how 21 and up doesn't want to hang out with 18 and up.
Yeah.
Fuck you, bro.
So it's,
you know,
one
energy,
of those
different energies and different vibes, you know.
But to me, once you're in your 20s, y'all are all, we're all on the same level.
Not
20,
really.
21 really to 29. Yes,
not really.
I,
25.
I
don't, so. I've learned. I'm 24 now. When I was 21, I was a lot less mature than I am now. I've learned so much just within.
I mean, then it plays in everything else, like location and the promoter, like, you know, the relationship, like just knowing who throws it in that rank, like, you know, it's all that.
Exactly, it all plays a part.
What? Okay, let me see. What age, Monty, do you think the normal American male is at his most mature? Because I know you have to deal with a lot of BS.
I would say around 24, 25.
24.
When they start. Yeah, I mean, there may be exceptions. Don't get me wrong. Everybody's not the same. But when it comes to, like, you know, relationships or things that have to be taken a little bit more seriously, I don't think that the male is generally ready before those ages. This is just my opinion. There may be some exceptions. I'm serious. Because even, like, when I was in college, none of the guys wanted to settle down. None of them wanted to settle down. They weren't there for that. And some of them don't get out till 22, 23. So that's where my logic comes in. Now, I don't know. I can't speak for everybody, but from my own personal experience.
What do you think, BZ? Do you agree with what Monty is saying?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Sure do. I'm not trying to settle down. No relationships or anything for you? Or
I actually wouldn't mind settling down, because that's a real misunderstood thing. But I just ain't really found nobody worthy. And I'm not one to try to act like push that.
Right.
Like, you know,
that's not something that should be pushed. That's something that should just happen.
Yeah.
But what I would say is that when people normally push it, it never works out. Like,
see,
it never works
and
out.
And even with the girls, you know, they may be ready to settle down as far as I can be loyal to one person and don't scatter, but they're not ready for what, like.
Yeah, this is what I don't agree with you on, Monty. I think it has to be, if you think 24, 25 is the male age, I think 24, 25 is the female age. Because I think a lot of the times y'all say, I'm ready. Let's get our white picket fence and swing
but don't
in the,
you think
in the front yard. But you don't. All right. Say you and Beezy were dating. As soon as Beezy goes out and he's on tour, emceeing and rapping, slapping and tapping, if you know what I'm saying. All right, you know you're gonna be out there creeping and crawling like, yeah. too.
No, not Naughty Imani. Let me tell you. Here's the thing. First of all,
first,
let me explain
you said
something.
Naughty
Imani.
Naughty Imani.
Naughty Imani.
Naughty Imani. I get it. Not funny. Okay, so Mo type.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my thing. I think it's a chain effect. I think that our generation now is so lost that we do not understand the value of a relationship. We do not understand how it's supposed to work. There are a lot of people who are insecure. So if you are dating someone in this type of industry, you have to prepare yourself to be with someone who is busy. Now, there's a lot of women out there who want a wealthy guy, but they don't like how busy they have to be, right?
Yeah.
So that becomes a problem. Those are sometimes the women that end up cheating and blah, blah, blah. Wow. But a lot of the times, the guys are not making it a priority to prove that they're worthy enough for them. You know what I mean?
So the guy's not giving you enough, so you're like, all right, let me go. No, okay.
Like, that's
not
real mature.
Not Imani.
I'm telling you this. Naughty Imani.
Naughty Imani. That's new hashtag.
Hashtag
the joke
Naughty
is
Imani.
On me every week. This is just not cool.
All the time.
All the time. It's always me. But anyways, I think that it could happen if people really put their minds and hearts to it. If they really want that. I think a lot of people just don't want it anymore. I think they have fun dipping and dabbling around.
Dipping and dabbling. How do you feel about that one, BZ? Do you dip and dabble?
What is that?
You said slapping and tapping earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. Are we sneaking and geeking?
Sneaking and geeking, yeah.
Yes.
Dipping and dabbling, meaning that... All right, let me ask you this. I have a good question for you. When you're talking to a girl,
right?
Are you the type to tell her, "Look, I'm not really looking for anything serious," you know? And then they end up still trying to make things up.
Well, I mean, I don't tell her. I mean, everybody have a chance. I can't really knock you before you come because I don't know what you're about. But I do tell them like it's a handful. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Like,
right now, and I mean,
yeah. It's a tough spot. So
right.
You know, make sure you really want it.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Well, that's good.
Does
a lot
of
guys don't
do
that.
Does that ever work if a guy's like, "Hey, I'm not trying to have anything serious."
I wouldn't say it works.
It doesn't.
But it's.
I'm just trying to lay your job. Because that's what that means. That means I have a hotel room for the night.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it works.
Nothing serious.
I wouldn't say it works, but I would say that it's a lot more respectable, and at least the person knows what they're getting themselves into. There's a lot of guys who game a woman up, you know what I'm saying, making it seem like they're really into them, but really they only want one.
Really, you're just setting up the future. Like, if you tell her that, of course, she's going to try you anyway.
She's going to try anyways.
Right. But then, like, later on, she can't help but to be like, damn, he told me.
Exactly.
You know
so then
if she ever come back around, which normally you cut her off, but
right.
she has to act a totally different way just because you already
right.
set the tone.
You already said it.
You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? Like,
he's putting the game out
free
there.
Game, huh? It's all not right, free game. They should already know
this.
I have
one more subject that we can talk about. Then we'll move off relationships and shit. But
how did we get here, Imani?
Not Imani.
Okay.
It was not Imani.
Hashtag. Let me ask you this. This is something that I still don't understand. And I guess I understand it, but I don't. The art of having a side chick, right?
It's an art.
Okay. It is an art.
I like how you said that.
I think it is an art. Is it not an art? You got to know how to juggle that shit.
What if we had a side dude? Is that art too?
No.
Wow.
That's called whoring. Okay, so like, okay, you Naughty Imani, man.
Naughty Imani, anyways.
Naughty Imani. But, okay, so what I'm saying is like, you have like a relationship. You're in a relationship. You're committed to this woman. Y'all are living in an apartment together. Y'all have a dog, all right? Y'all pay the light bill together.
It's pretty much a child.
Yeah, it's pretty much a child. The dog's like a child.
It's your family.
It's your family. You've made this commitment to her, right? Or you have a cat. You have several cats. Women like cats. I don't know why. I think they're kind of dirty creatures.
Yeah, I don't do cats.
Itself. Like, I like a dog. A dog,
dog,
you know,
licks itself, too.
A dog licks itself, but you see it drink a shit ton of water at the same time. You know what I mean?
Well, at least a cat cleans itself.
I never see
itself,
a cat
though.
Drink anything.
Yeah, they
dogs
do.
I never see
ass.
It.
But cats clean
have
themselves.
Have you ever seen a cat drink anything?
Cats
milk.
Clean themselves.
Milk.
And cats
cat
know where to go
milk?
To the restroom. Yes. Dogs don't.
Dogs have a whole backyard of shit.
Not necessarily, not their house.
A cat has a confined space.
Do you have a cat?
No, I don't have a cat. Oh, no.
A cat has a confined space.
Why'd you
it's
ask
a very
me that?
Small box.
You look like you were taking up for them cats.
Nah.
I was like, you're...
I've seen the cats drink milk and shit. Don't take up on my cats, bro. Okay, but you have an apartment together, right? You're living together. You all have a house. Whatever the case is, what would make you want to have another chick on the side? Having one relationship and trying to keep that whole is a headache in itself. Mm-hmm. Why do you want to creep off and have a second one? And some people have three. Some people have like two side chicks. You have like your entree, which is like, you know, you're like salmon. You know what I'm saying? You have your appetizer, which is like a chicken.
Artichoke dip.
Artichoke dip. Spinach dip.
Right.
And then if you have like a third, that's like the free bread they put on the table at Olive Garden.
You can't forget the dessert.
It's bread sticks.
Yeah.
But it's free. It's like it's there. If it's there, it's nice. But you don't really need it.
Right. You know.
But,
you know.
What is the side chick about? Can you? What about you? What do you think about side chicks? Do you think it's smart, dumb? Have you done it?
Man, I say don't commit to a girl if you don't want to commit to a girl.
Exactly.
Why would you even commit if you're going to have side chicks?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't understand the logic.
I don't think they have an answer to that.
What goes through guys' heads?
Maybe the side chick understands she's a side chick and she's only there for one reason.
Okay, but what about the girlfriend?
She doesn't know that you're
I mean, sometimes it just gets...
She'll find out.
You know, people just take stuff out of term. I don't think people just try to like... Yo, I got a side chick. I think, like, you know, it gets rough at home. And then, you know, you go out. You might meet somebody. And y'all might have a decent conversation. And, you know, it grows. And then you like, damn. Now, like,
now
you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't really mean it. But it's like,
yeah,
damn, you're talking to her about your problems. You know what I'm saying? And it kind of like, she kind of understood you. And you're like, damn.
Then you'd be looking like Chris Brown stuck between two of them.
Right. I don't think people just be trying to. I'm sure people do, but, you know, they take the side chick thing out of term a lot.
Yeah, okay, but then it's like, does the side chick know her role for sure, though?
No. Nope.
Because if we look at what's his name
that's
from Love & Hip Hop, he
sure.
had to marry the side chick, right?
Does she know she's a side chick?
Yeah, that's the thing. If she knows she's a side chick, she ain't having it or she's just dumb. That's just what it comes down to.
Well, like, relationships ain't really judged by title, so even the side chick thing only means so much.
Right.
Like, because a side chick gets out of hand all the time.
Yeah.
So nothing's ever clear. That's the thing about the whole. It's never vivid. Otherwise, you wouldn't be.
I don't know, man. I'm never gonna understand the whole art because it is an art form to be able to balance the side chick and the main chick at
it's
home.
A profession.
It is. It's like you're. It's like you have a new job.
This guy told me he had levels to this shit.
Oh, nice.
Levels.
He
to side
said
chicks?
That he
broke
had,
it down.
He said that he had.
He was
the
trying to recruit Naughty Money.
No, Naughty Money.
And he did try to recruit me, but Naughty Money.
Oh, no.
Naughty Money. Mm. He said he had the friend level. Then he said he had the boo level and the fake boo level. And then the girlfriend.
Fake
oh,
boo.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe I said it wrong. Fake girlfriend
fake
and girlfriend. Yeah. So friend, boo, fake girlfriend, girlfriend. And I was like, what?
Wow. Man, he's a juggler, man.
Wow. That guy like homie Bay, wifey, and
look, he don't even have another name.
Oh man, so yeah, we just saw you put out that new video. It was featured on DanaDream.com. Shout out DanaDream.com.
Shout out DanaDream.
And yeah, I liked it, man. Like Monty said, man, it had like a really cool essence to it, man. Like with all the live shots spliced in. What's going on? What's going on in the music side of things right now for you, man?
Right now, I'm just trying to push out a bunch of videos, visuals for YNTO. I dropped it in October of last year, and I got YNTO 2 on the way. I don't want to put any dates on it. I don't have it, but
And so, what is YNTO?
Young niggas taking over.
Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate you saying YNTL. That way I can say it too.
You feel what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people question that. Like, why didn't you just say young niggas? And I'm like, you know what? I got some other homies. You know what I'm saying?
One day I'm going to be on the Brad Gilmore show.
You know?
You just never know.
Beezy got this new project.
I know the rest.
I'll let him introduce it.
But yeah, man, that's it. It's YNTO2 is coming soon too. So,
well, that's okay, but you're shooting visuals right now, but working on YNTO2. Was that what you were in the studio last night working on?
Yeah, a little bit.
Just kind of. You're not really in a serious stage of recording right now, are you?
Oh well, yeah, but he's working on a project. Okay, kind of helping him with his last.
Okay, nice. Yeah. People, you know, some people need to call BZ sometimes. You'd be like, bro, you know yeah, what they, to do in here.
Yeah, they act like I ain't nothing, but you know when they want that sound, when they want a certain energy, I'm the one they call.
Hey, okay, you've been out here for a while, mm-hmm. and you've garnered respect from a lot of people. Do people still sometimes little bro you?
Oh,
like,
very much.
Like,
so.
Hey, little bro, hey, come to the studio with me,
you
little
gotta
bro.
Take it.
You got to take it?
You got to take it.
So men don't like that?
No, I don't like being little bro'd. But sometimes you got to. You got like even like an OG homie, like you know, like Bun or like someone like that. Yeah. You're like, okay, yeah, bow down. But like to me, like if it's someone who it's like, yo, we started at the same time, dude. You can't little bro me.
Nah, it just turns so much. Not even just little bro. I mean, you watch people just act two totally different ways, and you're like, yo, okay,
like two-faced in this.
Or maybe it just changed over time, you know, but you just like, when it changes so drastically, you like, damn, you couldn't have been true to who you were. Like, you know what I'm saying? You had to have been faking. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, do you think that there's a, in Houston, and we've talked about this like a lot of times before, do you think there's a crabs in a bucket mentality with a lot of the artists and people in the industry here in Houston?
I definitely do, but I think every city suffers from that. I'm not like one to be like, man, y'all, this H-Town shit just... I think that happens everywhere.
Yeah.
But do you think that it happens more here than other places?
I wouldn't know.
You don't know? Being from somewhere else, from Los Angeles, I would say it is. It is. And it's unfortunate. And I think that the goal for all of us is to change that because that can be a problem. I mean, when you go to places like LA, don't get me wrong, everybody isn't just like, hey, do you want a record deal? Hey, do you want to work? It's not like that. But people are more willing. Like, if they like what you do, they are more willing to help you or work with you than here. Right. Here, it is a little bit more of a competition, or everybody wants to be the man or a woman. They want to be on top, the queen, instead of us all, you know, moving as a force. You know?
I mean, I've been told that, like, people tell me, like, what my work ethic and stuff that I do, like, if I went elsewhere, like, you'll really feel overworked in Houston. But I, you know, I also like use that to figure like if I can do it in Houston, then
you can,
you know,
do it everywhere
saying?
Else.
Yeah,
that's so, damn sure. Yeah. The work ethic here is definitely by far better than a lot of those places. And that's why you do see people from places like this being discovered before people who are actually born there.
Yeah.
You know, because there they think, oh, it's going to be handed to them. But here it's like, man, oh, I want to go to New York. You know, they never seen it before. So you're working hard because you want to get out of here.
Yeah.
So the work ethic, exactly. The work ethic here is awesome. Right. I would
agree with that. But what I was saying is like a lot of times, man, and going back to like the little bro stuff and like that, is like guys will like put out maybe a project. And it's no one that I've really been in contact with personally, but I've seen it a lot. And someone will put out something, maybe get some acclaim for it on a couple blog sites. Houston Press might cover it or something. And then all of a sudden, you can't tell them shit. They are Jay-Z, right?
Oh, wow.
They're like, hey, $1,500, you know, for a feature or whatever. But it's, I mean, and if you can justify it, then all right. But one article, you're not going to impress me that much. You know what I mean? And I don't know. I feel like a lot of people get egos really quickly. Like you're a very notable name. A lot of people know who you are, mm-hmm. right? When I met you a couple Mondays ago, super chill, humble dude, you know, shout out on Twitter. And it's not saying that's a huge deal, but stuff like that really speaks to the character of how you are, because it's like, hey, we're all on the same level here.
Right.
And you seem like the kind of guy, to me, to where if once you break, mm-hmm. and it's going to happen, once you break, you're going to bring people up with you instead of trying to hold people down and then little broing people, right?
Right. I try not to get bitter out here, man, because I knew my mission was bigger. But, you know, I've been done a lot of bad ways. But, you know, I just try not to let it kill my energy because, you know, I knew one day I'd run to somebody like Brad. You know, any money, naughty money.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that's always good to be humble, because you know you will put more people in. There's, you'll have way more supporters that way. You know, people don't want to support people that stuck there. Yeah, you know,
most people that ain't humble though, they just petty.
Right,
they don't really think bigger, because it really don't be about a lot of stuff they make it about. But you know,
that's what happens. Right?
Yeah, it's real petty stuff, like real, like
yeah. You just be like, what? You know. I have a Pandora station, and I don't even bring that up. You know, like, you want a feature? Yeah, I got da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
Like, you know, I'm still doing free features.
But it's better for them to find out, because when they find out, they're like, what? No, you had a Pandora station?
Yeah.
It's way better than bragging about it.
Right.
You know? So that's good. That's what's up.
That is dope. That is dope. So, okay, we have YNTO2 on the way. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure I got the letters in the correct order. YNTO2 coming
Showing
your way.
Showing Love out now, the video. The visuals.
Visuals are out now, though. Right. What else? What else are you working on? What else can we expect from you?
Next up is Killed It. I have a song called Killed It with Short Dog on YNTO, number one. And that's the next visual. And then we got a single out called Fast Life.
Nice. Fast Life. And yeah, where can people find this stuff?
Yeah. GoMCBZ.com. YNTO is on iTunes. YouTube, we got the videos, and, you know, they're going to just keep coming. It's probably be like a video up every month, trying to move it like that.
Moving quick.
YNTO 2 coming, man. You know, people's attention span is short. People already hit me up. My direct fans that download YNTO, like, day one, they're like, yo, we're ready.
We're y'all the almost next ready. One.
We're ready. Yeah, yeah.
Come on. So it's coming soon. Well, hey, I have one more thing to say, and then we'll have to wrap this up. What is... one thing when you're, you know, gone, you know, years from now, mm-hmm. when you're laying, you know, 6 feet under, God forbid it's anytime soon, but when that day happens, what do you want people, when they hear the name MCBZ, what do you want them to remember?
Influence and, you know, game changer.
It's not that's bad. Influence was like the perfect
influence
answer.
Influence was perfect. Yeah.
That was a perfect answer. Look at you.
And
all right.
Quick. Light on his feet.
What's your Twitter?
GoMCBZ.
Is that GoMCBZ on everything? Instagram?
GoMCBZ. Vine is BZ Luciano.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, BZ Luciano. But I got to start dressing like Brad to fit the image a little more. So.
Hey. We'll look through this GQ magazine.
I was
going to
say
we
got stylists
out
on deck.
And yeah, we'll do something. We'll do something. All right. We'll do it. MCBZ here on the Brad Gilmore Show. I appreciate you coming through, man.
Love, man. I appreciate y'all having me.
Yes. Thank
all
you.
All right, man. Y'all check out YNTO2 on the way. Fast Life, the single. Go MCBZ.com for more information. Appreciate you, man. See y'all next week.
Cheers.
Mean to be blunt, but if you ain't talking about money, nigga, you ain't talking about nothing, bitch, quit bump. And I don't really be cuffing, so if you ain't talking about fucking holding, you ain't talking about nothing, bitch, quit bump. Bump, 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 bitch, quit bump. Bump, bump,
yes, I
bump,
don't
love, bitch, quit bump. My phone with that bullshit. Ain't nobody got time for that until you women calling. I ain't got time to chat, so I'ma pick and roll if I can't get behind the bag. I jump in the booth and I ride the track like I'm a 6'4", nigga. Better get your hoe, nigga. I fall in the pussy, never fall in love with her. When I smash, I got a pass. Give and go, nigga. I done been across the globe. See men turn to hoes. Oh, you want a verse for free? Nigga, please get the fuck up off my phone. Trill talk. My mind on a milli. I'ma grind till I get it. Never been the type that need a cosign from a nigga. Cause even in the dark, I'm gon' shine on a nigga. If it ain't about dough, I go grind on a nigga. I'd rather be real, don't lie to a nigga. No money, no time for a nigga. I'd rather be at home with a blunt and a bubble bath with a bad bitch pouring wine on a nigga. And June, you a motherfucking genius. I put it on my mama that this shit bumping. And if somebody keep calling your phone and they talking about nothing, when you pick up, tell them bitch quit bump. Look, I don't mean to be blunt, but if you ain't talking about money, nigga, you ain't talking about nothing, bitch quit bump. And I don't really be cuffing, so if you ain't talking about fucking holding, you ain't talking about nothing, bitch quit bump. Bump, bump, bump.
We just having fun, my nigga.
Bump, bump, bump.
Bitch, quit bump.
Look, no back in this bitch like a pair.
pair of jeans, giving no slack in this bitch. And bumping, I ain't gon' leave nothing but me stomping on your face like you was a dope mat in this bitch. I'm in the club with a dro sack in the bib. Bottle in my hand, hoes ask for a sip, so I ask for a kiss on my dick. And she say no, you might see a hoe get slapping in bitch. No time for skeezers, better find your visa, cause I'm quick to tell a bobby hoe, bye Felicia. No fucking, and I'm sorry, it was nice to meet you, but I'm just trying to cut something like a slice of pizza. I leave these hoes single just like Latifah, and have boys thinking that my phone broke, cause I don't find nothing funny about a man with no money. And most of y'all call him with the wrong jokes. See, bullshit is getting blocked. If it ain't by dough, it get denied. You can have the flu with the chicken pox, and still wouldn't have a flow as sick as mine. Trill talk. And when I'm on the scene, you are thinking nigga brought a trampoline away. I get shit jumping. And if somebody keep calling your phone and they talking about nothing, when you pick up, tell them bitch quit bump. Look, I don't mean to be blunt, but if you ain't talking about money, nigga, you ain't talking about nothing, bitch quit bump. And I don't really be cuffing. So if you ain't talking about fucking, hold it, you ain't talking about nothing.